Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From the Presidential Towers in Chicago, Dean Richards is live at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Wrapping up our special broadcast this morning from Presidential Towers. This morning for the big American Lung Association climb this morning. And we thought we would do this, as we've done in the past when we do these remote broadcasts. On our Food Time show, we like to bring you a little taste of some of the neighborhoods where our suburbs where we are doing our broadcast. And today we're in the West Loop at 555 West Madison downtown, and really just a block or two away from one of the hottest restaurant districts here in Chicago, the Randolph Street district. And one of the restaurants featured in this area is a terrific Spanish restaurant called Solero, and their chef Ashley Oban is here. Ashley, welcome. Nice to have you here with us. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Super glad to be here.
So tell us about Solero.
So Solero is a modern Spanish restaurant, but we also do a lot of Midwest meets Spain. So we use a lot of local produce with Spanish flavors, casual, you know, everything from tapas and paella to tasting menus.
So what's the difference between the kinds of foods that you're serving and ones we may have had at other, you know, Spanish restaurants in Chicago?
Sure, we're a little bit more modern. So what we like to take traditional Spanish dishes and put a new twist on them.
What would be an example of that?
So what's in your paella?
Sure, our paella, you know, some of the things that set it apart is we make our own chorizo in-house. We do a lot of different cured dishes. We make an amazing paella stock with like 40 different ingredients. Things that just take it up another level.
Notch it up a little bit more than just sort of garden variety that you might experience in some other places.
Yeah, and it's also, we get to change it seasonally too. So as we look forward into the spring, you know, we'll be throwing asparagus and morel mushrooms, and it can change throughout the season, which not every place does.
So talk to us a little bit like some of the most popular things that are on your menu. If we come to Solero, what are the must-have things for the first-timer there?
I'd say the most popular is the grilled octopus. We serve it with salt-crusted potatoes, which is like a specialty of the Canary Islands right off the coast of Spain. Also, the croquetas are super popular. We can never take those off the menu. The paella, of course. But we change our menu really often, so there's not too many
things. Like the same thing that's on there all the time, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm guessing a wide variety of Spanish wines. It's like some of the, you know, the best wines in the world come from Spain.
A huge variety of Spanish wines, sherries, cavas, vermouths.
Roja?
Oh, yeah.
And you brought a little sampling here of some goodies for the staff here today. What is it that you brought there? It's beautiful in a paella pan. That's a fantastic
pan. I love that pan. I just want the pan. It's a great pan.
It's a beautiful way to serve appetizers. But what is it that you have there exactly?
Well, one of the beautiful things about Spanish food is the quality of the ingredients is so high that you can do things that are really simple. So we've got some jamón serrano, some manchego cheese.
That's ham,
beautiful,
Dean.
Beautiful olives. Just really simple.
It's very, very beautiful, and I'm going to give it a little sample after we get off the air today. Tell us, where is Solero, and how can we learn more information?
Solero's at 621 West Randolph at Randolph and Jefferson, and you can check us out at solerochicago.com.
And it looked like, when he brought it in, initially, it looked like a antipasto plate, an Italian, like prosciutto and maybe some kind of a provolone cheese, but you were saying that it was this manchego cheese and then this other ham.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between Italian and Spanish cuisine, but you know, the subtleties set it apart.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
It sure does. Appreciate you bringing that by, and if you're going to check out the West Loop area, this is one that we recommend, Solero, 621 West Randolph. Ashley, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 6. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN, and our special version of our Food Time show this morning as we continue broadcasting live from Presidential Towers, the American Lung Association's fight for air climb. What are you doing?
I'm posing for a picture. My mouth open and on a cone.
I look over and I see you with your mouth is wide open and you're not moving, but with an ice cream cone in your hand. Not just an ice cream cone. Wow. Guys, feel free to dig in.
I've never seen this before.
What you are holding in your hands right now is the original rainbow cone. And anybody who grew up on the south side of Chicago knows the original rainbow cone.
Oh, my.
Their current location is 92nd and Western Avenue. And in the summertime, people wait for blocks around the corner to get in to get the ice cream cones that you guys are holding in your hands.
Is there a way to eat this correctly? Well, like, is there some, like, should I lick the whole side to get all the colors, or should I do one at a time?
I think everyone has their own licking technique.
I was just wondering.
For something like that. Lynn Sapp is is the owner of Original Rainbow Cone, my old pal, and it's great to have you back with on the show here again. Welcome back. Look how happy you're making these two non-Southsiders.
Dean, I'm having so much fun watching them.
Oh my God, I've never
looked. They've never had it before.
I'm
and
a
it's
little
fun.
Uncomfortable to tell you the truth, Jim.
Boy,
is
I'm losing my virginity right here.
You had to turn them on, Dean, to the original rainbow cone.
Once,
you know,
once you have the rainbow, you never go back.
And there you go.
I never think anyone knows that.
Well, it's diversity in ice cream, which is
it really is.
I'm all for that.
It's five fantastic flavors.
I don't eat vanilla anymore, Dean.
Explain what it is that they're eating here.
Well, it's 91 years of tradition in Chicago. So what you're eating is ice cream and sherbet.
Yeah, that's so the orange is a sherbet, right?
Right. And it's the sherbet. You start with the sherbet, and then it's pistachio with real pistachios, Palmer House with cherries and walnuts.
What's Palmer House?
It's cherries and walnuts and vanilla and strawberry and then chocolate. So it's ice cream and sherbet combined. It's fresh fruit and nuts combined, and it's completely different than anything you've ever had.
And these layers, these are hand-assembled, right?
Well, they're sliced, not scooped, and they're all hand-done.
As you work your way through this, you bite into a different flavor.
Yeah,
right.
This is awesome.
Well,
right.
I was wondering if there was a way to do it where should I get all of them at one time and like a taste explosion, or should I just do one at a time and just be exploded at one time as opposed to many, a multiple explosions, if you will.
Well, the greatness of the cone is it tastes as good from the top to the bottom as the bottom to the top. And then if you combine them all, it tastes just as good as eating one at a time.
So
you
know, I can't
I notice, what I'm noticing here is you're more of a licker. Schwani is more of a biter.
That's what I've heard about him.
Schwani's taking bites out of his cone, and you are totally just licking.
Well, I'm trying to savor it.
I think we've lost her.
Leave it to you to make that observation.
Well, I'm watching both of you dig into your rainbow cone.
It's crunchy.
You both have completely different styles of eating.
Where do I get to the cone?
I don't even want to
know
what you're going to do.
Sadly, after a while, it gets soft.
I don't even know. So, Lynn, let me change the subject quickly and talk about how this was all started 91 years ago by your grandfather, right?
Yes. Joe and Catherine decided they wanted to go into the ice cream business, and Joe wanted more than one flavor on his cone. And he designed a tool to slice it so that it looked different than everybody else. And he wanted everybody to have different flavors. But remember, in 1926, they weren't worried about gaining weight. They were worried about
no kidding.
You were paying a dime for this, and that was the price of a whole plate of food. So he had to give you nutrition, and that's where he came up with the nuts and the cherries. And this was like a meal, and it was a special treat because to spend that much money on an ice cream cone was very, very,
it was
you
a
know,
lot of money.
A lot of
91
money.
91 years ago to spend a dime on an ice cream novelty
exactly.
was a big deal.
So I can't get any individual flavor.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can. I could just get like, I'm really liking, what is that one, the Parker?
Palmer House. Yes.
Yeah, Palmer House. Like
Palmer is.
Yes.
So can I just get a cone of that?
Absolutely.
Oh, so I can get this whole thing.
After you've eaten original rainbow cone all together, you may have flavors individually. Yeah.
If you're a communist.
Oh, really? I mean, you should not get. So if I walked in, it would be a faux pas.
You would.
To just have
No. Now that you've eaten a rainbow,
I would stare at you.
But someone didn't know that I would. So if I walked in off the street and you were in there,
I would whisper to my fellow Southside
friend,
"Look
at him,
Northsider.
It's got to be from the Northwest Side.
Northsider's just eaten one flavor. It's crazy.
So you've never had one flavor?
Never.
Really?
Never once in my life ever.
And what's that Palmer thing?
It's cherry walnut. Wow. And like a Venetian vanilla,
that's really good.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is the tradition on the South Side. Like during the summertime, you wait in line to, you slowly get up to the counter to get your ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. You know, some of us, because I haven't lived on the South Side for quite a long time, so sometimes I'll get half gallons?
Quarts. I brought you some quarts.
The quarts. I'll bring some home so I can enjoy it at home. But, you know, the normal protocol is you stand in line, you get your ice cream cone, you sit out on the side or, you know, on your car or up on Western Avenue, you enjoy your ice cream cone, and then winter comes and Rainbow closes. Rainbow closes. So they close for the season, for the wintertime, and you cannot wait until they open again, which has happened, right?
Right. We do close at 9233 Western Avenue, but we are in the creameries, which are out south, and we are featured in their locations, and they have a couple locations that are open in the winter.
Now, because I am from the Northwest Side.
Sure.
How come? Why did this only stay on the South Side?
Well, we're at Navy Pier too. We're in a kiosk at Navy Pier.
But, I mean, I'm talking the last 40, 50 years, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how come it's only been this South? Because this is...
Maybe we didn't want you to have it here on the
North
Side. I guess not.
I mean, this is delicious. I mean, we have Gene and Jude.
We can't have our own thing?
No, but I'm just saying is, this is delicious, and I feel...
No, I've said a million times that really, like, the perfect location for... I've even decided what it should be called, the other side of the rainbow on the North Side.
Oh, nice.
And it should be on Addison, just right outside Wrigley Field.
Oh.
There used to be an old gas station there that I think somebody now has bought, but it was this old-school gas station that nobody had for years, and that would have been a perfect spot for Rainbow. After a Cubs game, you go and get your original Rainbow cone on the other side of the Rainbow.
This is really delicious. I feel that I've been cheated for 50-some years.
Well, there you go. Shawnee, how about you? Verdict? Yours is gone.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm ready for the second one.
He's the buyer. He's the buyer.
Awesome. Did you want some of this?
The one you've been looking for? You want to put my shoe in your mouth?
Dean will pour Purell all over it.
I think I've made perfectly clear that I'm a germaphobe.
No, this is delicious. Oh, like I said, every time you go through it, you hit on another flavor when you get all five of them like that.
That's great. That's the beauty of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So both all the stores are back open for the season now, right?
Yes. Yes. Everybody's up, open. And Navy Pier is not open yet. Navy Pier opens May 1st.
And the best thing about this, too, folks, they give you the nice little... What do you call that?
A holder. Yes.
A holder, so it's
like a cone. The little cone goes into this plastic
holder. So if it melts,
that's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you guys still do Taste of Chicago?
We do not do Taste of Chicago.
You had been. I mean, you were one of the originals at Taste of Chicago.
Yes, and we love Taste of Chicago. We just actually, it was personal reasons I backed out, and then we went down to Navy Pier. So we love Taste. Taste was very good to us.
Yeah, so you still get, people in downtown Chicago really get a taste of Rainbow all summer long now, not just for the couple of weeks.
Right. You go to Navy Pier.
I have always heard.
We're right in front of Riva Restaurant. We're in a kiosk, though, outside.
I've always heard people in the South Side talk about this and praise this and now I get it.
91 years
always
of tradition.
I thought, it's just an ice cream cone. No, it isn't.
See?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A former fiance of mine used to love these, too, and I never really understood.
What's not to love? What's not to love? So the original Rainbow Cone is 9233 South Western Avenue. You're open now noon to 7, is that right?
Yes. Right. Just at the openings starting out, and then we increase the hours as the weather gets a little better.
Summer comes along. Okay.
Kids are still in school. You know, we're very student-based when we hire.
Right.
That's part of our mission is to hire young people
right.
and take them first job. And, you know, we're hiring right now to train them how to come on time, be in a clean shirt, say please
hey,
and thank you.
Job.
Right.
You
know? Yeah, Jim.
So,
you think Jim there?
You know. So you ready to open in a location on the north side?
Yeah. I'm ready to be your first franchisee.
Hey, there you go.
I've told you for decades
you
I
have,
want to be
Dean.
Your first
you
franchisee.
Have.
The best place would be right in the heart of it, Six Corners on Cicero
that
and
would
Irving.
That would be a good spot.
That's
too.
A spot where that's all the that gentrification is happening down on Irving Park and Addison. Six Corners is coming back. That's where I live. I'm telling you. The north side needs this.
It does. You're right.
There you go.
I'm looking at your webpage here. This is a beautiful old picture. That's got to be from the 30s.
Yes. It's.
Is the building still there?
Oh, yes. It's a big pink building with the cone.
Oh, so that's your building right
now?
Yes.
Oh, it looks like a castle.
Yes, it does. That's the one from 92nd and Western, 9233 Western. That's where we started out when Western was a dirt road and there was nothing around it.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember it as a dirt road, but I sure do remember. It was the biggest thrill in the world. My dad, you know, back in the old days, we didn't have air conditioning in our house.
Right.
You know, you all got in the car, you went for a ride, and if you were really good, which honestly rarely happens in our house with four boys, if you saw that you were on Western Avenue, you kind of had an idea that dad was headed to the original Rainbow, and you stood in line and you couldn't wait, and it was heaven. And it still is after all these years.
So Western and what?
92, 92, 93
Western.
That's
far, huh?
9233, not that far.
That's been the 90s are far.
Not that far for paradise.
That's
all I can say. What's your website, Lynn?
We're at Original Rainbow Cone at rainbowcone.com.
Lynn Sapp is the owner, and thank you so much for coming by today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us down, Dean. We appreciate it.
Making their day.
Could you give me a cigarette, Dean?
12. Do we have another break? No, we don't have. Oh, we don't have any more breaks. All right. So you must have generations of people, I'll bet, who are coming in, people who were kids who worked at Rainbow through the years who are now bringing their kids and grandkids in, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. We do have generations of kids and families that have been part of Rainbow on the one side of the counter and the other. And last year I had a 93-year-old customer that I was talking to, and, you know, celebrating 91 years, it's a span of generations when you think about it. It's a lot of fun. And I, you know, get people coming by all the time with their kids that worked for me when they were 16, and now they have six kids and they're, you know, in their 30s and 40s. And Dean, I've been doing this for 31 years.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yes. When I first started out, Dean had me on.
What is it like? What is it like to be born into?
I was just going to ask you that. What's it like being in the Rainbow Cone family?
Into a business, an established business with a history like that. I mean, is it impossible for you to not even think about being involved?
Oh, we grew up directly behind it. My grandparents lived above it, so we were involved in it since day one. And being a little girl, you know, my grandpa used to make me little cones for my dollies that I got to eat, you know, but part of our jobs were we had to go pick up napkins, you know, and then you've got to graduate to go bring change to the register, which is a big deal when you got to go out into the parlor, you know, and when everybody was working. And
you won a lottery, really. Do you know that?
I know.
Because not only is it a family business, which is great, you don't have to worry about getting a job, but it's a cool business.
It is.
It's cool, and it's an iconic Chicago business.
Yes.
Too many iconic Chicago businesses have gone away. The Swedish Bakery in Chicago
just closed this past week.
Just closed down, and the more places like Original Rainbow Cone that we can have in Chicago, the better. They're great Chicago traditions, but more importantly, delivering great product every single day, and people are still there to support it.
You know,
and it's
about?
Not easy. You know, it's getting harder to do every day with everything going on. So,
and what I love about Dean, you don't even call it Rainbow Cone. Every time you have mentioned it, you have said Original Rainbow Cone.
Because that's what it is. Have some respect.
I know. That's great.
Have some respect. And once I open my Northside franchisee locations, I'll be the king
Can I scoop for you?
You can scoop for me.
Did you ever have the Rainbow Carryout Cake? I'm looking at the cake here on their website.
Wow. Yeah, I've had it. I love it. But if I'm going to Rainbow,
you want the cone.
I want the cone. I got to have the cone. That's how it is. Uh-huh. It's 9233 Southwestern. If you want to check it out, originalrainbowcone.com for more info. And Lynn Sapp, thank you very much for joining us.